You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, in Mansfield, the Richland County Land Bank is considering a partnership with a developer to revitalize the former Westinghouse properties. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to therichlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. In Mansfield, the Richland County Land Bank is considering a partnership with a developer to revitalize the former Westinghouse properties. This discussion follows the demolition of the A building and a 13-acre area on the site, with a project cost approaching $5 million, supported in part by a $3 million grant from the Ohio Department of Development. The developer, a former Mansfield resident now based in New York, has proposed either establishing a public-private partnership or securing an exclusive deal to attract further investment to the site. This proposal is scheduled for discussion at the next Land Bank board meeting. The agreement under consideration would allow the developer a 12-month exclusivity period to pursue potential investments without financial transactions between the parties at this stage. The Land Bank would retain ownership until a transfer to new businesses is finalized. Environmental cleanup concerns are prominent, with ongoing evaluations to determine if the site meets residential standards, though it is confirmed for commercial use. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is assisting in a market analysis to explore mixed-use development possibilities as part of its Brownfields and Land Reutilization Technical Assistance Program. For our full story, click a link in our show notes. Let's move on to some Ohio history. Did you know that Blue Jacket was a Shawnee war chief who vigorously defended Shawnee lands in Ohio against U.S. encroachment? Emerging as a leader during the Northwest Indian War, Blue Jacket fought to protect tribal lands through a series of battles culminating in his leadership at the 1791 Battle of the Wabash, the most severe defeat inflicted on the U.S. by Native Americans. Despite initial victories, his forces were defeated at the 1794 Battle of Fallen Timbers, leading to the 1795 Treaty of Greenville, where significant lands were ceded to the U.S. Later, the 1805 Treaty of Fort Industry saw further land cessions. Blue Jacket's life overlapped with Tecumseh's rise, who continued the struggle for Shawnee lands. Popular legends emerged in the 1870s claimed that Blue Jacket was originally a white captive named Marmaduke Van Swearington. However, more recent DNA investigations confirm Blue Jacket's Shawnee lineage. Next, an event coming up that you should know about. Today, from noon to 5 p.m., and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., head over to the Mansfield Richland County Public Library Evergreen Bookshop. They'll be holding a used book sale at extremely low prices to help raise money for enrichment activities provided by the main library and its 8 branches in Richland County. For more information, call the Evergreen Bookshop at 419-526-4652. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Clarence Willard, Jr. Clarence was born in Willard in 1937. He retired from Pioneer Rubber Company and was a member of the Willard Volunteer Fire Department and St. Francis Catholic Church. As a young child, his dad worked in the railroad, so Clarence had a great interest in trains. He spent much time on his pencil drawings, but most of all, he dearly loved his grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his wife, Melinda, and is survived by his children, grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and many cherished family and friends. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Clarence's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.